You know what? That's hilarious. Laddie's been doing a good job for us. He makes a couple good moves, and he's hot right now. We'll take it.
What is it about his wrist shot? Why is it? Does he disguise something? Why is it tough for goaltenders?
I don't know. Am I supposed to say it? The secret? He does what a lot of players do, and he just changes his angle when he's, you know, he doesn't move his feet, but he'll move the puck and he'll move the stick, and it's deceptive. It might not come at you hard, but it's definitely making the goalie have to move, and if he doesn't stay with it, he's going to find holes.
Is that why they signed you? Because you're the only goalie in the league that can stop it.
Just in case that ever happens, if we, you know,
playoffs,
one of those nights, you never
seven,
know. Yeah.
Ladders coming at you.
Yeah, exactly. Those scenarios are likely to happen, so yeah, that's why I'm here.
Do you see stuff on a shootout, though, that's, you know, obvious on the bench, or is everything just different? We talk about patterns, but...
Yeah, I mean, for myself, I like to be reactive. I mean, I remember there was one time I had somebody tell me that a guy likes to shoot gloves, so I come down, I'm standing up, and he goes fiveful. So, you know, I try not to put too much input on that and just do what I do and just react to the situation.
And then you're like, thanks for the tip.
Yeah, exactly. No, I already said that, too, yeah. Sure thing.
Thanks, Mark.
Sure thing.
Andrew was telling us that Wade Flaherty kind of breaks down video for the players and the night before has some tips. Does he do the same thing for the goaltender?
Yes, he does. He, like I said, I don't know if I like it. It's nice to see. It's nice to see. I even take it into game situation, but he'll show us their tendencies. But, you know, for example, the other night, San Jose, those were completely different shooters than we saw besides Couture. So, what do you, you know, you as a goalie, you're best when you're not thinking. So it's nice to see tendencies, but at the same time, I want to react, and I think most guys do as well.
So you just want to lay it all on instincts, really?
Yeah, definitely. And it's like a breakaway in a game. You know, you got to pace yourself. You got to have a good gap. You got to, you know, if you back in too far, guys are going to see that they have all the net, and they're just going to pick you apart, slow down, whatever they want to do.
Are there a handful of players in the league that the goaltenders are legitimately afraid of to face in the shootout?
Yeah, I wouldn't say afraid of, but you're... Like a Datsuk, you know, you never know what the guy's going to do. So he comes at you pretty squirrely. And there's other guys that come at you slow, like Patrick Kane. You never know what these guys are going to do. So it's you have to be on your toes. And I'm still waiting for a goalie to have a one-up on them.